This is Walking with Jesus. It's a devotional journey through books of the Bible from Forest Hill Presbyterian Church, and I'm Jason Van Bemmel. We're on day 25 now in the book of Hebrews, and we're starting in on chapter 8. We're going to be looking at Hebrews 8 verses 1 through 5 today and asking this question: what was the purpose of the tabernacle and temple? Here's our scripture reading. Now the point in what we are saying is this: we have such a high priest, one who is seated at the right hand of the throne of majesty in heaven, a minister in the holy places, in the true tent that the Lord set up, not man. For every high priest is appointed to offer gifts and sacrifices, thus it is necessary for this priest also to have something to offer. Now, if he were on earth, he would not be a priest at all, since there are priests who offer gifts according to the law. They serve a copy and shadow of the heavenly things. For when Moses was about to erect the tent, he was instructed by God, saying, "See that you make everything according to the pattern that was shown you on the mountain." That's Hebrews chapter 8, verses 1 through 5 in the English Standard Version. So what's the point? You ever been watching something on television, or maybe reading something in a magazine, or listening to something on the radio, reading a book, and you just thought, what is the point of this, really? I have to admit that sometimes I've thought that as I've been watching the Tournament of Roses parade on New Year's Day. These elaborate floats that people spend months and months designing and building and cost thousands and tens of thousands of dollars, all to just go down this parade route and have a few moments on television, and then it's all over. So what's the point, really? But then again, maybe beauty and artistry doesn't need to have any other reason to exist but to be beautiful and impressive. I'm sure my wife has had similar thoughts of what's the point about the football games that come on later in the day after the big parade, right? For almost 1,500 years, though, God had his people worship him in a tabernacle and then a temple, which was really a permanent building version of the tabernacle. Yet we learned in chapter 7 of Hebrews that the tabernacle temple worship and the Levitical priesthood that God established under the Mosaic law made no one perfect and was not a way of salvation. So what was the point? Why do it? Hebrews 8 begins to tell us the answer, which will continue to unfold in chapters 9 and 10. They were a copy and shadow of the heavenly things. Moses was told by God on Mount Sinai to make the tabernacle after the pattern that was shown to him. The pattern Moses was shown was a copy, a shadow of the heavenly throne room. When Jesus accomplished salvation for us, he was exalted to be the high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. But where? Not in the temple in Jerusalem. That was only for Levitical priests. No, Jesus was made priest in the heavenly sanctuary, in the throne room of God, where he sits at God's right hand. But if Jesus was going to come and accomplish salvation and then minister in the heavenly sanctuary, why have a copy? Well, God gave it to the people to show the pattern for what Jesus would do. Jesus would offer himself as a sacrifice for sin. He would cleanse his people. Then he would rise again and ascend into heaven to make intercession for us. This is all patterned in the altar of sacrifices, in the bronze sea, in the altar of incense, and in the Holy of Holies within the Ark of the Covenant, where it has its mercy seat. It was all given as a pattern to show what God's people needed and what Jesus would do to fulfill our needs. You see, God was and is the master teacher, and the tabernacle pattern of worship was given as an ongoing generation after generation object lesson. In it, God displayed for his people their need, and in it, God promised ultimate provision for that need. But like all copies and shadows, once the reality comes, it is no longer needed, which we will see more clearly next time.